to the show. I'm your host, Michael J., and this is Hyperthetical. This week, I am joined again by my original hypothetical partner in crime, Scott Thomas. Welcome back.
Thanks, Mike.
Good to have you.
Good to be here.
You know how this works.
Yep.
We're going to make some stuff up. We shall see. But we're going to start with a little warm-up game. Who, what, where, when, and why.
Okay.
And last week, you decided to share Gatorade with Albert Einstein.
I did.
This week, I want to know who you are going to take a car ride with to go get groceries.
Wow. Who am I going to take a car ride with to go get groceries? Now, am I driving or are they driving?
That's up to you.
Okay. I would say, you know, I'm a big NASCAR fan, you know, have been for years. And I would say that I would love to go get groceries probably with Junior Johnson. You know, a lot of the newer fans don't know who he is, but
I was gonna say, is that a person?
Yeah, well, he was a driver back a long time ago. But Junior Johnson actually got his start not driving for NASCAR. He was actually a bootlegger and, you know, drove in the backwoods, you know, down south, outrunning the cops or the revenuers, as they called him, with carloads full of moonshine. Which is actually how NASCAR started. It was a bunch of the moonshine drivers that got together to see who had the fastest cars and things like that. But I would say Junior Johnson. I would love to have that.
Is he driving or is
he's driving?
He riding shotgun?
Oh no, he's driving.
Telling you how bad a driver you are.
No, that's not saying anything about my quality. I'm actually a very good driver, but no, Junior is definitely driving.
Okay.
For a couple of reasons. One, I'd love to ride in a car with him driving. Two, we're gonna get there a lot quicker, even if we take the side streets. Or no streets.
Okay, so what are you guys driving?
I would say probably, you know, one of his old bootlegging cars from the late 40s, early 50s.
Okay, and where are you going? What grocery store, or where are you going to go get groceries? Doesn't have to be a grocery store, I suppose.
No, that's true. I mean, normally, you know, I live up in the Chicago area. You know, Jewel is a big grocery store, but I kind of don't want to do that, mainly because it would be a really short ride, you know, the couple blocks from my house to Jewel.
Right.
But I would say I'm going to go somewhere farther away, Publix, which...
Down south.
Is way down south. Yeah, so the drive, you know, I live in the Chicago area, so... it would probably be
Florida,
12 to 15 hours to the nearest Publix by car. So I think, with Junior driving, we could probably make it in like six. But that would still give me a good time to, you know, to pick his brain and, stuff like that. Not only on, you know, driving and skill, but also how to make moonshine and things like that, which would be a fun thing to learn.
So what are you on your way to the grocery store to get?
Probably corn. You know, maybe some bottled water, good quality stuff so we can make our moonshine.
Okay.
Yeah. And maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe pick up a Gatorade or something like that, you know, while we're down there.
Yeah. You got to stay hydrated.
Oh, exactly.
Especially when you're going that fast. Well, you pretty much solved it all. You gave me the who, Junior Johnson, where you're headed, what car, and why him. So.
All right.
All right. So I am not going to be driving with Junior Johnson because I don't even know who that is.
Yeah.
And I'm not really that interested in moonshine. So. I don't really care. I guess I would want to drive. Okay. So there's plenty of room in the car.
Okay.
So I'm going to have Stevie Wonder drive.
You're not going to get very far.
That's okay.
Okay.
It's an adventure. That's for me, I'm in it for the adventure. I'm in it for the experience.
Okay.
So we're not going to make it to the grocery store. I already get that. Right. We're just going to get in the car. Stevie's going to sing.
Okay.
And try and drive.
Okay.
We will probably have to do it in an open field so we don't get killed.
That's probably a good idea.
Right. So he'll be in the driver's seat. I'll ride shotgun. Back seat, Bob Saget.
See, okay. So now hold on a second. So I was under the impression when I mind, like, we didn't, it was like one person in a car. I didn't realize we'd have like a car load full of people.
It's your own car. You can invite whoever you want. But if you're in a race car, you're not going to have any seats.
Well, no. We were in the old moonshine car. There's still a back seat.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, go ahead. So Bob Saget.
Yeah, Bob Saget's definitely a good choice.
That's a good choice.
He's my favorite comedian of all time.
And I remember you and I going to see him live.
Yes.
Was that the Genesee Theater up in Waukegan?
Yes, that is.
Illinois, correct. Close to the Wisconsin border, for those of you that don't know where that is.
Yes, and so I think he'd be hilarious. And I think he would have... quite a few things to say as Stevie Wonder's driving.
Okay. Now, and let me ask you though, because you're having that, would you also have Jamie Kennedy in the car with you as well?
That's a good question.
Because, you know, he's the one that did that Rollin' with Saget song. And I think the two of them together might be kind of an interesting.
I don't know if I'm going to have space in the car for him.
Okay.
But if he wants to ride on top of the car.
I'd probably be okay with that.
Strap
him to the roof rack or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Put him in the trunk.
I don't know if I put him in the trunk. It might get hot in there. But maybe we'll just like take a lawn chair, attach it to the roof of the car, and he can sit in that.
All right.
So I think what I would do in the back seat, because I have Bob Saget there, I might as well relive my childhood.
Okay.
And I would just have Dave Coulier and John Stamos.
Oh, man.
In the back seat with them.
But at that point, though, would you want the... You wouldn't want the clean Danny Tanner, Bob Saget. You'd want the...
But he gets dirty with them, too.
Does he really?
Yeah, behind, not away from Full House. He will definitely get dirty with them. And Lori Loughlin also. So they're going to have to all squeeze in there.
You can fit the Olsen twins in there somewhere too?
Yeah, but they don't want to be a part of like Full House anymore.
No, but they're so small, you can put them down by their feet, you know, kind of in like the footwell of the back seat.
Okay. Well, yeah. And, you know, if I never said what kind of car I'm going to have, so I might as well just have a limo.
That's okay.
So then I could fit like the whole cast I could get.
With or without a jacuzzi?
Oh, with a jacuzzi, of course. Yeah, absolutely. So then all the original cast of Full House, I guess, is going in this car.
Yeah, but I'd leave out Candace Cameron Bure on that one, though, because she does not get, you know, from what I understand, she doesn't get, you know, filthy and dirty, you know, behind the scenes either. So
we'll have to find out when she's in the limo with us.
Okay, all right.
And I also want that kid that played Teddy on Full House, that was Michelle's good friend, little kid. He's got to be in the car also.
Okay.
So I'm talking like full house, original Full House reunion.
Okay.
But then I want to have the Saved by the Bell cast in there also.
Well, you can just get a bigger limo.
Yeah, I have to get a really big, you know what? Screw the limo.
How about a
double-decker bus?
A double-decker bus. What about like one of those like multi-million dollar RVs?
Oh.
You know, where you got the kitchen in there.
Yeah, luxury bus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could do that.
Yeah, there we go. Stevie Wonder driving in a field.
Could be interesting. It is Stevie Wonder, so you have to double check to make sure it's not a minefield. So somebody's got to be out there looking out the window, you know, for him.
Well, that's what Jamie Kennedy can do.
Okay. So what you're saying, Jamie Kennedy can run ahead of the bus.
Right.
And if there's a mine there, he'll explode before the bus does. Right. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, or he can bring something with to search for mines before he steps on them.
Okay.
Yeah. And don't get me wrong, I don't want us to die. I really want Stevie in the car to sing.
Then why not have somebody else drive?
Because I think it's more fun if he tries to drive. We can switch drivers after a little while.
Okay.
So maybe that's what we'll do. Stevie will drive for a little bit till everybody gets sick or injured.
Yeah.
Right. And then somebody from Full House will drive the car.
Okay.
Or drive the bus, whatever it is, whatever sort of vehicle we have. So then we can actually go get the groceries.
Stevie, my experience with Stevie Wonder is he's not exactly the nicest guy either, though. No, don't get me wrong. His voice is great. He's a great singer. But I flew with him probably back in 08. Now he wasn't flying the plane, so you don't have to worry about that. But, you know, he had his handlers with him, and they we wanted to get a picture with him. And, like, the guys, like, just kind of pushed us out of the way. And, he just didn't want to do it,
And you're probably not going to want to actually do this with me, but I want to hear
probably
him sing,
not so. Either, yeah. Well, but if you got a couple of guys to kidnap him and just force him to do it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, there's ways around that.
All right, so we know who's on the bus. We know roughly what kind of vehicle it's going to be.
And you know where.
Where in a field. Yeah. And we're going to go to eventually get some groceries at some point.
Okay.
And I think we will just pick up the messiest foods they have.
Okay.
Because I want to have the ultimate food fight
now
between the cast of Full House and the cast of Saved by the Bell.
Okay. Now, here's my question on that. Because you've got this multi-million dollar luxury bus, are you going to have the food fight in the bus, or are you going to get out of the bus in the field and have it in the field?
Well, if you get out in the field, it's going to be hard to it's gonna be very easy for people to escape.
Right. So basically you're gonna say you're to lock all these people into a bus.
No, not gonna lock them in the bus, and you're not gonna let them leave. There's just too much room then if you're starting to roam a field. You need a good food fight is in a condensed area.
Well, I get some rope and just rope it off and not let people out of the assigned zone because I would hate to be the one.
Unless you could use the bus as part of your part of the game. Like maybe the goal is to win the food fight. You have to rescue Stevie Wonder from the bus.
Okay.
So you start on each side of the bus. You've got this open field. You have a food fight. And somebody's got to go get Stevie Wonder.
Okay. Yeah. And it's easy. I mean, food gets on the bus. You just spray it down with a hose.
Right.
That's not a big deal. Well, but
yeah. And that, and I'm just using this bus for this one game. I don't care what happens to it afterwards.
Well, no, I get that. But you're going to, I mean, you're obviously renting the bus and, you know, you don't own the bus. So you're, you know, if you get it dirty on the inside, you're going to have to pay to get it clean. I mean, unless you're going to have Stevie Wonder clean the bus too. That'd be kind of interesting.
No, I mean,
hey, Stevie, you missed a spot.
I respect the guy. I don't know. All right. So my mind is, gone on an outrageous bender, so maybe it's time to move on to our main game.
All right.
And
so we're going to do things, actually, I'm going to do things a little bit differently this time. I'm going to step in and ask you the question for the main game and have you go first.
Oh, boy.
Because
here comes trouble.
Yeah, here comes trouble. All right. So today's main game, all right, you are a Broadway producer.
Okay.
And yes, you can be straight if you want to.
Doesn't matter.
You have to pick a movie.
Okay.
Any movie.
Yep.
To turn into a Broadway musical. All right. So what movie is it?
Okay.
Who do you cast in the major roles?
Yep.
What city? Because obviously, you know, a lot of those musicals, they open outside of Broadway, but, you know, kind of like as a preview and they move to Broadway. So what city do you open up in?
Okay.
And what kind of merchandise are you going to sell?
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I think you know what movie I would choose, my favorite movie of all time.
Okay.
Do you know what movie that would be?
You know what? It's funny because your entire life, you have only claimed to have ever seen 6 movies.
Correct.
And if you see a new movie, it bumps one of those movies off the list.
Correct.
So I'm not entirely sure where you're going to go. If I had to guess,
I
would probably say Slapshot.
You are correct.
And that's the thing. So
you are correct. Slapshot the musical.
Okay, that's a quality choice.
Yes. We are going to preview it or start on the road in I can't even think about the movie. Where were the Chiefs located?
Charleston.
Okay. We're going to start in Charleston.
Okay, and again, good choice. Now, and who are you going to cast for the main role?
So that's what I need to figure out.
Okay. But
basically, I want to take the biggest goons from our heyday of the NHL. So when we were kids, biggest goons. I want Bob Probert. I want Stu Grimson. Yeah.
Ty Domi.
And Ty Domi are the Hanson brothers.
Well, the Hanson brothers, they're still active and doing a lot of stuff.
Right.
They do a lot of stuff around the movie. So I think, you know, I think having them just reprise their roles.
I don't want to have them reprise their roles. Look at the roles, but they'll be different.
All right. So, well, let me ask. Let's start from the top, though. So you got Paul Newman's character, Reggie.
Yeah.
Who is going to wind up playing him?
I am going to,
because obviously the goons can fill in for the other teams, you know, things like that.
I'm going to flip this around. It's going to be a totally different version of Slapshot.
Okay.
With Samuel L. Jackson.
Ooh.
He's going to take Paul Newman's role.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
He's going to be the one in charge, and it is going to be unbelievable.
That's a really.
I'm going to let him just improv his way through it.
Yeah.
He can just add what he wants to.
Okay.
And you'll see, you know, hopefully he'll bring out some of his best roles from the past into doing this role on, you know, even though it is a play and not a movie.
Okay. Now, smaller role was Strother Martin's part. You know, he was the team manager, you know, McGrath, you know, that did the GM.
Yeah.
Who do you have running the team and playing him? Because obviously, you know, the Reggie character, Paul Newman's character, was also the coach.
Right.
So you don't need to fill that. That's going to be Samuel L. Jackson too. Yeah. So who is the general manager of the team?
That's a great question, because I want somebody totally wild and over the top.
Okay.
Actually, you know what? It'll be Carrot Top.
Carrot Top
will be the GM.
Okay.
And he's going to bring a whole lot of props that are totally make no sense to this movie.
Okay. Okay.
Right.
And he'll bring like a football bat.
He'll have, you know, like it, when you go to an airport in the US, I remember this in the Vegas airport. It's the Vegas airport where they show the video of Carrot Top bringing an oversized backpack through security, you know, saying, you know, what size bag you have, but the backpack is bigger than him.
Yeah.
Right. So he's going to have like a hockey bag that is,
oh, yeah,
you know, 10 well, times but
the
or,
size. Well, hold on though. Instead of having him as, you know, the general manager, why not have him as one of the Hansen brothers? Because if you remember in the movie, they bring their trunk and, you know, when they open it in the hotel room, it's got all the toys. It's, you know, it's got the racetrack and, you know, right, stuff like that. And, you know, obviously, you know, Paul Newman, they brought their effing toys.
Right.
I think that might be a better fit for him, though.
But I want the Hansen brothers to just bring full on goon.
Okay.
Just, I want the best, my favorite fighters from back in the day.
Okay.
To take the Hansen brother roles. Now, it could be that we switch a script around and Carrot Top's character is the one that brings a trunk of toys and why is it
we could, yeah, that we stuff, can so do that. Now, keep in mind, it is a musical too, so there's got to be some sort of, you know, singing ability. Now, and then let me ask you,
key, yeah,
well, hold on a second though, but also, do you cover the stage in ice and have everybody on skates?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
Yeah. And it could be one of those rotating stages, so there's different,
or
you know, you have one stage it's ice and another stage it's...
Or do you just have it performed in an arena? Instead of a theater, so like instead of playing on Broadway, maybe it plays in Madison Square Garden,
like Disney on Ice, but
yeah,
Slapshot on Ice. That could work too. Then I don't have to worry about being a musical.
Well, no, it's still got to be a musical.
All right, so it's going to be completely off key. We're gonna have people, okay, that are totally non singers. Right. Samuel L. Jackson, a bunch of hockey enforcers, Carrot Top, they're going to sing.
Okay, and now, all right, so who do you cast as the goalie? Denis Lemieux.
Yeah, that's,
you know, one of my favorite characters in that movie.
That's a good question, because you need somebody that is a little wacko, a little, okay, kooky.
Yeah.
Got to have good facial hair.
Okay.
So, or wild facial hair. I think I would cast the guy from the Dos Equis commercials, the most interesting man in the world.
The original one or the new one?
The original one.
Okay.
He's got some facial hair.
Okay.
Right? He can do an accent.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to be the right one.
No, that's true. Yeah.
And he's the most interesting man in the world.
Okay. All right.
So I think he could bring something to the role.
All right. Now, there's two other characters that I...
And he can drink Dos Equis while he's playing goalie.
And that's fine, too. Instead of Gatorade in the bottle, you know, whatever, the water bottle. So there's two other characters that I want to see cast.
All right.
One of them is the Ned Braden character. You know, the straight-laced, you know, kind of guy. The guy who's just there to play hockey.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to get into trouble, doesn't want to fight.
Right.
I want to know who plays him, and then I also want to know who plays Jim Carr, the announcer. And just for fun, who plays the organist that keeps getting hit in the puck with a hockey puck, or keeping the head with a hockey puck, yeah.
All right, so the announcer would be Harry Carey.
Okay.
Bringing him back.
All right. Right. I'm good with that.
All right, because childhood, growing up in Chicago,
Harry Carey's the man, right? Right.
And he is so... And I want like the old Harry Carey, the one who couldn't pronounce any
names. The drunk Harry Carey. Yeah, you want the good Harry Carey.
The good Harry Carey, yeah. Right. So that's the announcer.
Okay.
The organist, I originally would have said Nancy Faust, the original organist at Comiskey Park.
Okay.
Just because she's awesome, but I don't want to see her get hit in the head with a puck.
Okay.
So I have to figure, you know what, instead of...
Well, she's not really going to get hit in the head with a puck. I mean...
I understand, but I don't think that's nice.
Okay.
I think instead of a person, I would get a monkey.
Somewhere, and I'm surprised I didn't bring this up. Somewhere along the line, there had to be a monkey that came into something. So the
monkey's the organist.
Okay.
And the straight-laced character, that's the last one I need to
know, right? Right.
That is a tough one. Who would I want to have as the straight-laced character? Okay. So I would have as the straight-laced guy would be Johnny Knoxville.
Interesting.
Because he's anything but straight-laced.
Okay.
On camera.
Right.
Right. So he would bring a whole new element to this character and to this production.
Okay.
And I like to see him do some ridiculous pranks or whatever he does, you know, set himself on fire while he's skating or do something outrageous once he gets fed up with having to do things his straight-laced character doesn't want to do. So that would be my casting.
All right.
So I need merch.
You need merch
for the show.
I mean, there's the gimme merch, the Chiefs jerseys. Right. You know, I mean, you obviously have that. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
My Chiefs jerseys wouldn't just be Chiefs jerseys. They'd be pre-stained with blood.
Okay.
Right, from fights.
All right.
I'd probably also have, because fighting is a pretty big element.
Yes.
We would have a board game called Drop the Gloves.
Okay.
Right, we'd sell that.
Probably need to create that anyway outside the musical. I think that's, you know, that like the be. Last, I think the last time, you know, we had some good business ideas that came out of this. So maybe, you know, maybe that board game.
And then what other merch I want? I guess we didn't need to have a t-shirt. Everybody has a t-shirt.
Okay. I mean, and then you get the souvenir hockey pucks and
souvenir
like
hockey pucks and shitty hockey sticks.
But how about this one? Teeth. You do teeth, souvenir teeth. And not like, you know, like the fake teeth you put in your mouth.
Right.
But I'm talking about like
individual teeth
that were knocked out during a fight.
Okay.
You know,
creepy, but
a little creepy, but well, I mean, look, this is, you know,
this is a weird musical.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. And then I would have, obviously you'd have to have a recording of the musical. And I would just, and your most people use it digitally, but I think they still sell them as CDs. So I just have the CDs in a hockey puck case.
Okay.
And that'd be my merch.
And that would actually be pretty cool.
Yeah. And, I think I answered everything.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much it.
All right, so Samuel L. Jackson is running my Charleston Chiefs team.
Yes.
You are creating your own musical of a movie.
Yep.
What are you choosing?
So I am actually picking one that there is no way in hell would ever get remade as a movie, as a musical in today's day and age, but it is complete and utter genius.
And that would be?
I am going with Blazing Saddles.
Okay, well, you're going to have to explain Blazing Saddles to me because I have not seen it.
Yeah, Blazing Saddles. Not one of my sets. I'm not going to... I thought everybody had seen Blazing Saddles, but it is one of Mel Brooks's... it's probably his best work. I mean, that and Spaceballs, you know, is up there too, obviously. But it's a Western.
Okay.
Where you have a town that is being overrun by outlaws, you know, I guess whatever you want to call it. And, you know... there's a shady guy who is the attorney general who's trying to buy up all the land so a railroad can come in and, you know, he can make a ton of money on it. So when they need a new sheriff, they pick somebody who is completely out there and like would never get the job done. They pick a black guy. And now keep in mind, this is like the mid 1800s, you know, out West. So, sure. I mean, you know, Mel Brooks plays the governor. And it's a crazy film, but there are so many things about that film that would cause it to never ever be made today, but I would love to see it as a musical.
Okay.
And I as far as where it would open, I would really want it to open probably just for the full effect somewhere in Alabama. You know, maybe Birmingham, Alabama or something like that. You know, again, just because
so deep South,
The deep South, would probably be a really cool place. I'm going to hit merchandise first because that's going to be the quick ones. Obviously, we're going to have the cowboy hats.
Okay.
Because, you know, it's a big thing in the movie.
Yep.
And this is going to sound a little strange. We're going to have the Klan hoods. Okay. Now, the reason we're going to, you know, again, if you had you seen the movie, you'd understand this because at one point, you know, Cleavon Little, who plays Bart, you know, the black sheriff in the movie, you know, dons a Klan hood and, you know, to try to outsmart the outlaws.
Okay.
That's the reason I have one of those. Revolvers. You know, 1800s revolvers would probably be good merchandise. I mean, holsters, things like that. Spur, you know, boots and spurs.
For the revolvers, would people have to come to the show twice because they'd have to get cleared? Like, they'd have to go and apply for the gun permit and then wait 7 days to come back?
I mean, we could do them where they're non-real or they're, you know, the replicas or their barrels. Yeah, it could be that, you know, or, you know, plug the barrels or something like that. They're non-functional, so you don't need to worry about the background checks. You know, that's kind of where I go. And obviously, t-shirts. You got to have t-shirts.
Right.
As far as who plays what part.
Yeah.
This is where things get kind of weird. So, obviously, you know, Bart, the sheriff, you know, the black guy is... Cleavon Little is very hard to replace in that because he was absolutely genius. And he was not the first choice for that role. Huh. Richard Pryor was the first choice for that role. And I don't remember if he turned it down or if it was scheduling conflict or, you know, something like that, but it wound up going to Cleavon Little and he was absolutely genius. Frankly, I think he should have won an Academy Award for it, but obviously it didn't happen. I would actually replace him right now with Chris Rock.
Oh, good choice.
Yeah, because again, there's that humor. You know, Cleavon Little was not like a big built guy. He was, you know, relatively, you know, skinny, small. I think Chris Rock would be a perfect, you know, piece to that. You know, he's got the humor aspect of it.
Sure.
You know, he can do a little bit of the action piece. You know, the character of Jim, which was Gene Wilder's character, that one, you know, was kind of a tough one to, you know, to kind of cast out. It's got to be somebody who's a little bit quirky, somebody who's got a, you know, a good dry sense of humor. I'd actually go with Stephen Wright, the comedian.
Sure.
You know, really, really, he's got that dry sense of humor.
Right.
You know, it's a good thing. I would leave Mel Brooks in his original role as the governor.
Okay.
In that one. He also had a little bit part as an Indian chief in there too, which is, you know, kind of funny. But when was the last time you saw an Indian speaking Yiddish?
That's been a while.
I'd leave him in there. Mongo, you know, that was originally played by Alex Karras, who you may know. He was with the Detroit Lions. I believe he's in the Hall of Fame too. But he was also in TV show Webster.
Okay.
Yeah, he played Mongo in that movie. I would probably go with The Rock.
Nice.
You know, kind of was a good choice for that one. And then, you know, obviously the Attorney General, you know, Hedley Lamarr, you know, that character, Harvey Korman, was originally, and he did a great job. But I would replace him because he, you know, he's that greedy guy.
Okay.
The greedy political guy. Yeah. I would replace him with
an actual attorney general.
Not an attorney general. I'd probably replace him with Donald Trump. You know, if you think about it, you know, he's all about the money. He's all about the, you know, that's who I would wind up picking. And Trump's been in some movies and things like that as bit parts. I think he could pull it off. Yeah. And then I would say the last character, you know, would be the head, you know, kind of outlaw who works for, you know, the Attorney General, you know, the Taggart character, you know, Slim Pickens, you know, who also was in Dr. Strangelove. He was great in that. But I think for that one, that's kind of the tough one to fill. That's one of those where I have no idea on that one. And you think I would have thought this through considering I came up with the question this time, but
yeah, you would think,
that's the one that's been tough. So we'll leave that one open for like an open casting right now.
Well, the way I look at it is when in doubt, choose an animal, a zoo animal.
Oh, well, let's do a monkey. Cause I mean, well,
that monkey's getting a lot of business.
The monkey's getting a lot of business, but that's fine. We'll go with the monkey.
I mean, maybe you go like over the top and go like elephant, giraffe.
The giraffe would really be over the top. that was bad. And that's maybe an orangutan.
Okay.
Another monkey family. It's not really helping much.
That's fine. Yeah. Oh, we know it'd be a good one. Be a kangaroo.
A kangaroo. I do kind of like that one. All right.
Because then just, you know, on the set, a wild kangaroo would be pretty fun to have. As long as you get out of the way.
What about a dingo? I mean, since we're going with Australian, you know, things, sure. It can eat babies and stuff like that too.
I mean, it's your show.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's all I got on that one.
You're going to reprise Blazing Saddles into a musical that debuts in the Deep South.
Yep.
There's going to be a kangaroo.
Yes.
Mel Brooks.
And Chris Rock. And
Chris Rock.
And The Rock.
And The Rock.
Because we're going with Dwayne Johnson.
I might actually watch the remake before I watch the original.
You just want to do it because there's a kangaroo in it.
Kangaroo, Chris Rock, and The Rock. That's like three of my favorites.
That could make for a good
good thing. I don't really care about the premise of the movie at that point. Of the play, the musical, whatever it is. I just kind of want to see it.
Okay.
So get that made, please. In the meantime, I think we should probably wrap this up before any more wild animals get in here. Thanks for joining us again, Scott. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me again, Mike.
My pleasure. Please come back again. In the meantime, where can people find you online, offline, wherever you want them to find you?
Offline, you can find me at my house or my car. Online, you can find me somewhere.
And that will do it for another episode of Hypothetical. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter @_hypothetical and also on Instagram @_hypothetical. And be sure to review and subscribe to us in your podcast player of choice. Until next time, thank you very much.